Spike testing hits a system with a sudden, extreme jump in traffic, holds it briefly, then drops it just as sharply. It measures two things at once: whether the system survives the surge and how fast it recovers afterward. What defines a spike test isn't how much load arrives, but how abruptly. A gentle climb to a big number is just a load test wearing a spike's name. That abruptness is what real events look like. On a recent Black Friday, online shoppers spent around $12.5 million every minute at the midday peak, and one documented flash sale saw traffic climb more than tenfold in 2 minutes. Don't assume the cloud saves you either. Reactive autoscaling takes time to launch and warm new servers, and a surge that arrives in seconds can outrun a scaler that reacts in minutes, while caches sit cold and connection pools hit their limits. A good spike test sizes the surge to a real event rather than a round number, drives a realistic journey through product pages and checkout instead of hammering the homepage, and watches four signals: error rate, P95 and P99 response times, throughput, and recovery time. The recovery half matters as much as the surge, because a system can survive the spike and then stay degraded with a queue backlog long after the crowd has gone. Run a spike test before any flash sale, product drop, or campaign, again after infrastructure changes, and on a schedule if you run recurring sales.